This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Got it. Welcome to Food for Thought, Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. It is Monday, and it's actually a beautiful day outside. Perfect. I think it's today is what I would call a perfect summer day. It's nice and cool. It's perfect.
Saturday was very nice.
Yesterday, not so nice. But you know what? Yesterday was a nice day to hang at home and cook.
And I think you did that. You brought some stuff today.
That looks
really, really good. What'd you make?
You know what? We had this in the, well, we had it in the freezer. Not the soup, but the turkey bones and some broth and all that. So we took it out, and I made a turkey soup.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Yes. So very good.
Now, was that out of Hillary Davis's cookbook?
No, that's just out of Carol Lawrence's head.
Okay.
No two are ever alike. And you know, that kind of stinks, because whenever I cook like that and I make like a really good one, I can never repeat it.
That's the downside of not writing anything down.
But you know, when you make a soup, you know who's popping into my head is Shelley Walcott, because we cook a lot alike. And I'm definitely a lazy cook, and I like to just do things nice and easy. No measuring. That's why I could never be a baker. Has to be exact.
Is the kitchen as clean as Daryl left it? Because he went through and he basically really cleaned it up for you.
He did. He organized. That's Mr. Organizer, Mr. OCD. That's a good thing.
When it works in your favor, it's a good thing.
It definitely does. But I'm a clean cook, too. So, you know, it works. I'm not a good organizer, though. He'll tell you that in a heartbeat. You open my cabinets. I know when I open a cabinet that Daryl's been in it, because it's perfect.
I can't find anything in our cabinets because Barb just puts stuff wherever. And I'd like to have some kind of a logic that I could know where to find stuff. I know the crackers are on shelf
like
number four. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be spotless or impeccable. Just some predictability to it. That's all I ask.
Like, actually, yesterday, I'm, you know, my own worst enemy, because I was looking for certain spices and I couldn't find them. I had to get the step stool so I could see above, so I could look for my cayenne. I couldn't find my cayenne. I was getting really upset. But that's my own fault.
Well, it sounds like we have kind of similar relationships.
I think so.
Barbara's the same way, and I like a little more order.
And you know, but when the cabinets are closed, it's in order. Like, my house is, you know, it's clean.
Well, it looks
in order,
nice, but
When you open the cabinets, it's a little unorganized.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what that means. I'm not really sure what that means.
Well, I mean, it's who you are. It's what you do.
Yeah, I guess so. I opened up a cabinet, though, yesterday, and I went, whoa, Daryl's been in this one. It was perfect.
Really?
it gets them every once in a while.
Even though you had trouble finding the cayenne, generally, I bet you can put your hands on something pretty quickly anyway.
I can, generally, as long as somebody else hasn't been in it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's so funny, because he straightened out the pots and pans. I think he did that on Saturday or Friday, maybe, because we stayed home pretty much. We ate at home all weekend. We didn't eat out at all, and not even the Red Arrow. And he fixed the whole pot and pan cabinet. And, you know, when I opened it yesterday, I was like, wow, that looks good. And then, you know, as I go, I clean my pots and pans as I go, and I took the pan, I went, threw it right in. I, like, didn't even make it neat. Isn't that awful? That's just what I do. I open it, I throw it in.
Do you leave drawers open and cabinets open and closets open and stuff?
No.
Because Barb does that.
No.
It's like, I got to try not to walk into things.
No.
So she's one step beyond what you do.
They're closed, at least. But when you open them, they're a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But my closet's been staying pretty clean upstairs. I think of Susan Osborne every time I walk in it.
Do you?
For the most part, I do.
Hey, did you watch Miss America last night?
You know what? Because, you know, Tyler came home. Tyler was in Atlantic City. He left Friday morning with Allie's dad. And, you know, they couldn't see Allie a whole lot. That's why they...
Yeah, but she was on.
Yes, he came home. He was home yesterday.
A lot of other people weren't on, but she
and
was on.
And wasn't that cool?
That was great,
right at the very beginning. It's
that
like
was awesome.
We kept rewinding it. You know, it was pretty cool. Tyler
who was she sitting with? Because it wasn't, as you said, not very long, but...
I didn't even
she was introduced.
It wasn't
Chris
her
Harrison
mom.
Said, and this is Miss America Outstanding Team.
Yep.
And it was great. She was giving her patented wave.
Yes. So it was, yes, she was. It was very cool.
We didn't see much of Holly Blanchard. She did not make the top 15. And pretty much once they do their original march on the boardwalk, then you might see them, you know, standing as they call the top 15 and somebody walks forward. And then the other 37 have to go back and, you know, face reality again.
Yeah. The only one when they were doing their, because I was watching it on and off, and it was the girl that was doing her talent on the piano.
Yes.
Holly was right in the front row. I saw her during that. Like, and it's funny because her earrings were sparkling.
Oh,
and I'm
funny.
Like, oh my gosh, that's Holly. Like, they were sparkling and her face would kind of shine up, light up, like, you know, it was funny. That was really the only time I really kind of saw her, because you're right.
It was hard to see because there's so many blondes.
It's true.
At least half of them were blonde.
It's true.
But the piano player was fantastic. Yeah. There's a woman who played a violin to a really what seemed
very
to be complicated
good.
Piece of music. And I enjoyed the woman who's answered questions, you know, when they did the you know, your opinion on stuff. Talked
some
about
some of them struggled.
Some of them really struggled. Yet the two worst ones made it to the top five.
Yeah.
Which shocked the heck out of me. But anyway.
And then did you see when they would flash it on the judges how stoic they were?
Yes, there was
the only one that was
the internet's
one
buzzing
smiling.
About that today.
Yeah, are they?
Yes.
They all, there was
good
only
observation.
One. I don't remember her name, but the one in the back, on the right hand side when you were looking, she was the only one that smiled. She was the only one that smiled.
Seven judges, and they just had these real stoic looks on their face.
Oh, my gosh.
And
even Zendaya, which I was shocked, because she's a little younger, you know.
You
I figured she'd kind of be...
Do you think they want them to be that way so that you're not tipping off, you know, if you're enjoying it, how you're going to grade them because you're smiling, you think they're doing good?
I don't know.
It's
Kevin O'Leary smiled a little
he
bit.
He did. But, you know, Kevin's got more money than everybody in that audience combined.
He
doesn't give a crap. That's right. Good way to put it. So right? Congratulations to Holly for getting to Miss America.
For sure. And, I mean, what an experience, you know, when you think about it. And I'm sure Julie Barron is like,
Yeah, she gets her back.
Julie Barron, president and CEO of Make-A-Wish,
where
Holly works. So now she doesn't have to worry about replacing her job. For
Very
a year,
true.
Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Or shall I say, filling in for her job for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so.
We have a food holiday
for
today?
We do have a food holiday. And, you know, I really don't like it because Rocco is sitting and he's, like, staring at me. I can't even say what the food holiday is.
Oh.
It is, it's two. Very, not very good ones. Eat a hoagie day.
Okay.
Eat a hoagie day. Do you like hoagies?
I don't even know what's in them. That's not so much a New England thing.
I think it's a bunch of meat.
Yeah, I think it is,
you know,
too.
I don't really know either. I'm not big on sandwiches, but it's also National Cream-Filled Donut Day.
Oh, well, that's happy.
That's very happy.
Well, too happy.
Right, yeah. J-Dog? J-Dog's with
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
But J-Dog and I stay away from them, of course.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you must be. Which day is it today, J-Dog? What are you not into today? What is your routine today?
$5 burrito in a bowl at a certain restaurant.
$5 burrito.
In a bowl. Yep.
In a bowl.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I had one of those Saturday at the Merrimack Outlets. I went with my mother and we went to Qdoba. And I had a, you know, with some black beans and brown rice and no cheese and no sour cream. And I'm looking at
Rocco
and he's not looking at me. In other words, I was being really good with the hot salsa on top. Yum. It was really good.
Okay. Well, I was very bad, so we'll just leave it at that.
No, that wasn't bad.
No, I was.
Oh, you were.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So what did you do? Tell me.
I don't remember what I did. I was just bad. I just kept thinking, because I'm having a procedure tomorrow where I can't eat anything for a day and a half, I front-loaded it.
I would have done the same
thing.
Can you
so I'll be back-loading later.
TMI. Thank
okay.
you.
All right.
You
hey,
know what?
Rocco's here.
Rocco is here. It is Healthy Monday. We need to remind ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And you know what? We haven't seen Rocco for so long. I forgot what you look like, Rocco. Although I
think?
Did see you at Puerto Vallarta.
You did see me, didn't you?
A couple of times.
Or did I see you?
A couple of times.
I always love the shock on your face whenever you see me in there.
I see him and I go, And he's very cool because he comes over and he's like, it's okay, Carol. No problem. Everything's cool.
Like, what do you think
it's
I'm
all
doing
good.
There?
Yeah. Same thing.
So, yeah, no, it's all cool. But Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, integrityfit.com. And in a minute or so, we're going to go on a break and we're going to hear about the brand new location that I'm sure is, well, it definitely has opened up in North Conway. Did you notice any improvements upstairs?
I honestly just kind of made a beeline for because I had to go to the bathroom, so I just had it right down the stairs.
Well, take a look up and tell me if you see anything different, because when I came in yesterday, okay, we had a Thrive After Five here yesterday in my office.
Okay.
We were supposed to have it here in the atrium. There was about 10 of us here for my Thrive business, and we could not even make it or sit in the atrium because there was so much staging going on. I walked in and I said to my brother, I go, what are you doing?
Oh, for the pipe organ?
He made a balcony right there. See, and he made it so that you know, it's very subtle. You probably
you
didn't
would never
know.
No.
And that's that. Well, he of course did that on purpose. Mm-hmm. See that ceiling right there?
Yes.
That is all brand new. That was all open before.
Okay.
Isn't that amazing
right,
how he did that?
I can't see the elevator on that.
Exactly.
That level.
But right. You used to be able to. Isn't that amazing how he does that?
That's fabulous.
From Friday till last night, he said there was. Mm-hmm. You should have seen all the staging in here. Saturday, Sunday morning
really?
At 11 a.m. I was like, how are you going to get this all down before tomorrow?
When does the organ come in?
In a little bit. Like, the glass people were here this morning. There's going to be all glass right there.
You going to have church services starting when this?
I don't know.
Church of the Holy Thrive.
I have to see. I'm not sure. But, all right. Anything else the weekend?
No.
You didn't do anything?
I did, but I don't remember. You know, I pretty much forget it all.
Okay, so how many margaritas did you have?
I think I had one on Friday night. And
That's it?
That was about it, yeah.
Really?
It was pretty quiet happy hour night. I had wine Friday because we went to a fundraiser at Atkinson Country Club.
Oh, fun.
So that was that. Saturday, we went and babysat Colin, my 10-month-old grandson, in Boston. And yesterday, went to see Barb's mom, who's doing some rehab in Concord. So I was out and about, but pretty much basic stuff.
There you go. All right. Well, let's go on break. It's Healthy Monday. When we come back, we'll be in studio with Rocco Boulay, Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. It is Healthy Monday, which brings us to Rocco's segment, Healthy Monday, with Rocco Boulay of Integrity Health Coaching Solutions. You can check him out on the web at integrityfit.com. He has three locations now, one in Bedford, one in Londonderry, and the brand new one in North Conway, which we're dying to hear all about.
What do you want to know? It's just another facility in another town.
Well, it is, but this one is different than the other ones.
Yeah, this one is different. It's 7,000 square feet. It is our first co-ed.
7,000, so that's pretty big.
Yeah, it's good size. We've taken a lot of time. My partner, Chris Foster, who's basically been the guy who's been overseeing all the build-out and getting everything together up there, has done a great job at putting everything together. We had a great crew of people who came down to train in the Bedford location. His sister, Robin, Nicole, and another woman named Jess, who have done a fantastic job since we've been open. We've only been open now for, what's today? It'll be 2 weeks tomorrow since we opened. And everything's running fairly smoothly. We haven't got the store open yet. We finally got in our product this morning, and we got to build the shelves this afternoon and then tomorrow. And then I'm hoping by Thursday we have the store pretty much set up and ready to do a lot of retail out of there as well.
So is the store, is it bigger than, like, say, Bedford's?
Yeah, I would say it's probably 1.5 times the size.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're incorporating, you know, men's products in there
right.
now, too, so.
And that's the difference, listeners, that the other two Integrities are just women, and this one is for women and men.
That's correct.
Now, do they still, is it kind of still the same premise? Like, if a woman goes up there and joins, it's the same thing as, like, me going to the Bedford location. You have your routine.
Yes,
you
everybody gets treated the same way. The way that I structured the floor layout, the first part of the center is for the beginners and people who are a little bit intimidated. Then the second section is kind of an intermediate area where we try to migrate people from the beginner part or get them to understand how fitness works.
Meaning,
how,
like, the big boy weights?
Yeah, we kind of migrate them down to feel good if they want to become the big boy type trainers. But not everybody feels comfortable down there. You would be amazed at the amount of people that you wouldn't think would be in the kind of the beginner section that we've done so many programs for already. We had probably at least 40 members so far that have opted for having help, which is pretty good. We've we've signed up over 200 people already in just a couple of weeks. So there's definitely a need for having a coaching center, probably in more places than just North Conway, but it's amazing that the response we're getting from people saying, you're actually going to help me, which is kind of ironic because you'd think that that's what we're here to do in the first place. But I think we've let people down in the fitness industry because between a membership and personal training, which is unaffordable to most people, there's been no program in between. And when we created the Easy Coach program, that was a way of being able to give those people something that was approximately about $1 a day to be able to become healthy and fit and have the guidance you need to get healthy.
Now, that number 200 that you're talking about that have joined, is that like a number that you didn't think you'd achieve? Or because you're sounding kind of surprised about that. What was the number that you were expecting? I mean, are you happy? Are you pleasantly happy?
Oh, I'm more than happy. When you take a look at most fitness centers, they usually, on pre-opening, if they've done 100 people, they've done pretty good. So we've almost doubled that in a very short amount of time. But it's different because in North Conway, there isn't a lot of competition. Where here in, you know, southern New Hampshire, I mean, every time you blink your eyes, you can find a fitness center. And that competition creates a lot of, I guess, a lot of confusion with so many people out there because they're trying to get healthy and they don't realize that it's more than just the membership that gets you healthy. It's what guidance or what education you receive upon joining a facility that really makes a difference. You can't know what you don't know. And you can't acquire the knowledge for something if it's too expensive for you to afford. So therefore, we figured out a way to give everybody a program and the guidance they need for roughly $1 a day. So we've made getting healthy affordable.
So for listeners that are listening, you know, so is it about $30 a month? Because I'm not even sure.
Our base membership is $39, but we charge an extra $30 additional for the programming. So if you want to come in and use a 24-hour fitness facility that has access to over 320 different group exercise classes, which are virtual. So at any time of the day, you can go into our group exercise center. There's a computer screen on the wall, and you can tap and touch any class that you want up to 320, and the projector projects the image on the wall. So your group instructor is there for you 24 hours a day. So if you want to do a yoga class, you can do yoga. If you want to do a group conditioning class, you can do that. So all those different classes are available at your fingertips 24/7.
So that's something new now in Bedford.
Yes, it is. Okay. And also new in North Conway.
Carol doesn't know about that because Carol hasn't been.
Oh, no. We're going back down that road.
I had a hip problem. I'm kind of using
You've always been hip as far as I'm concerned.
Thank God. I'm a little hip.
It's hip to be square. So anyways, yeah, so that's kind of what we're, you know what we're all about anyway. It's about helping people achieve their goals and getting past all, you know, even the psychological issues that stop people from valuing what their health is really worth. And the programming is secondary always to that. But again, we keep, you know, striving for convincing people that taking care of your health is worth it in the long run. But on a side note, I don't want to veer off track, but I just wanted to congratulate Holly, and I'm very proud of her, and she looked fantastic.
She did.
You were training her, right?
Yes, and I probably, because of the North Conway situation, I probably didn't give her as much attention as I have the other girls in the past, but I saw her in her bathing suit and her evening gown, and she looked phenomenal.
And then in the parade, too, did you see her? My son Tyler was
Show
there.
Show us your
so
shoe.
Oh, yeah, right. The red, white, and blue shoes.
Cool?
Yeah. Yeah, well, to be quite honest with you, I was looking more at her legs than the shoes.
Well, I actually thought of you in integrity when she had her leg up like that, because I did the same thing. I'm like,
I was proud of those legs.
Darn-looking, good-looking leg.
I hope you're listening, Holly. And Dad, I'm sorry. He's probably going to come down here and crack me off the head with a rubber hammer.
Allie Nault, Miss America's Outstanding Teen, did you see her shoes?
No, I did not.
She had, of course their dresses are just all gorgeous, and she had on these, they were so cute, pink Converse, all bedazzled, like big pink Converse. It was really cute. I guess you had to see it.
I'm not a big shoe guy.
Oh my God! You said what?
I'm not a big shoe guy.
We've talked about this before.
Yes, we have.
We have.
Yeah. So 200 people signing up, which makes you happy
and counting. Oh, sure.
Sure. How? Since it's now place for both men and women. How is the ratio, would you say?
Good question.
I would say that the ratio is probably 60-40, 60 women, 40 men. Yeah, I think, especially when you take a look at the prescription people, the people who come on for the Easy Coach membership, those are majority women because they've been kind of intimidated to not know what the weight training was and afraid to go feel foolish on the machines that they know nothing about. So we teach them how to use those and use them correctly. So, you know, women, especially over the age of 40, they need to have weight training as part of their regimen because it increases bones, tendons, ligaments, and muscles, which decreases osteoporosis and helps them to live a much more quality life. So, yeah, I don't find that surprising. I think that's pretty much right on.
Is it all in the same area?
Yes, it's all in the same area. So, but it's a very comfortable and supporting environment. Even, you know, the big meatheads that we have in the back are very supportive to those that are in the front part of the gym.
You don't have a lunk alarm?
We don't need a lunk alarm. We think that, you know, everybody, there is no judgment for real, and it includes bodybuilders. So, but our bodybuilders are there to encourage and empower the people who are just starting to say, hey, add a boy or add a girl when they need it and say, you can do it. And I think that even is more supportive than you know, just having a club that says we only cater to these or these other people. It just brings a more diverse pool of people in the club that have different issues. But we all learn from this, and we all learn to support those issues with people so that they can improve on those. So,
now, is this something that you would consider in the Bedford and Londonderry, like making it into a co-ed or...?
It's very difficult to change something. Many women feel comfortable the way that they are. So I don't think that's something that I would be inclined to do, but I would be inclined to maybe do other locations, maybe. But, you know, again, we're doing so much with licensing right now throughout the country that a lot of those clubs are already doing what I want to do in North Conway, and it doesn't take a lot of my time to make that happen.
Right.
So...
was there enough people from the general area to get as employees or qualified counselors, people that could help?
To be quite honest, I will tell you that the way that we've structured the technology, you don't really need an expert at science and or exercise in nutrition because the program kind of lays all that stuff out. What you really need is people who care about other people. And that's really, I would tell you that the three people we have up there right now are fantastic. They're doing a great job, and they have very little knowledge about exercise and nutrition other than what we've taught them over the last month.
So the general manager is still the same one that you had talked about earlier.
Yes, and she started her program 2 weeks ago, and she's right on target with her food, and she's making some great strides right now. But she's empowering the other people to say, hey, if she can do it, I can do it too.
That's awesome.
Yep.
What's on your little papers over there?
Yeah, that's my business. Oh, I'm just kidding with you, Carol.
They're in my studio.
You're absolutely right. Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, these guys coming down the stairs with the white coats. Okay, before I talk about that, I also like to give a little shout-out to somebody that I met at Puerto Vallarta. His name's Red. I don't know. Have you met Red yet?
No.
Oh, he's pretty much sometimes on Friday or Saturday a fixture at the end of the bar. Like, I met him.
Oh,
I met him about a month ago.
I know
ago.
Who you mean now. Yep. That you say that.
Yeah, Dan, we've been chatting a lot.
He's wearing a white shirt.
Yeah, but I just want to say hi to. Yeah, I wanted to say hi to Red.
Very
you know
nice
that I'm
guy.
Thinking about you, buddy. I told you to give you a shout out. So, but anyways, yeah. So my papers today are. I wanted to talk about other things in my life that I love and care about, and it's my two dogs.
Oh.
And the reason why I wanted to bring this up is because they're animals and they also thrive on good nutrition and exercise and that sort of thing. I thought it would be good to touch upon the foods that they eat and the way people choose for their pets or educate the public a little bit more about, what it takes to, feed your dog, your cat, or whatever pet you have.
That's a great idea.
The right nutrition. So,
Mike and I are dog people.
We are dog people, and we care for our dogs like you do.
Yeah, so I have two Boston Terriers. One is Buddy. Right. The other one's named Rosie. Buddy's
so that's a 12. Fairly small dog, right?
Never knew that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Buddy's 12, and Rosie's 10. Rosie's the female, of course, and she's always a handful.
Thank you.
But she just is, and... she's never been totally trained and not...
Who's the one in your Facebook Paige.
That's Buddy.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Buddy actually adopted me 12 years ago in the mall in New Hampshire with that little pet store that was in there. And I remember going in there one day. I was looking for, I was going to Brookstone to find one of those little back, those lower back things to support my back because my back was hurt. And something made me just walk into that store. Don't know why, just did. And then I was looking on the top tray of all of the different little, you know, cages that they had in there. And I see this little Boston Terrier. And I could have sworn that he was tracking me. I'm like, and I moved from one side to the other, and I'm watching his eyes. And the store was crowded. It wasn't like I was the only person in there. So I'm looking, I'm thinking to myself, that dog is looking at me. I'm like, no, that can't be. And I walk back, and his eyes, you know, follow me. And I walked over again. He tracked me over there. And I'm like, he's so cute. And then I went up to the counter, and I said, can I see him? And they put me in a little room, a little area that he could play on. He jumped all over me. And it took about 2 minutes, and I walked back to the girl, and I said, I'll take him.
No way.
Yeah. So
it's one of those great stories where you go, like what happened to me several years ago. I went into Home Depot to get some light bulbs, walked out with a snowblower. You went into the mall to get some relief for your back. You got yourself a companion.
Yeah. Probably one of the best things I ever did. We have this connection. And not that I don't have a connection with the other one, but this one, we have this real, I don't know, almost like a soulful connection. Mm-hmm. We just, you know.
You're soulmates.
Yeah.
How sweet.
Yeah, he's kind of the love of my life. You know, we sleep together.
I hope Jillian's not listening.
Who cares?
Wow. But I know the dogs take over the bed. You don't intend for
Molly
that to be the case.
Molly sleeps right in between Daryl and I.
Yep.
Right in between.
And Basha's right in there, too. My so, little female, 16-pounder.
You know, he snores like a 300-pound man, you know.
It's amazing, just, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does he dream? Molly dreams.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Yep, they dream.
And then what about Rosie now? Rosie, does she sleep in bed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she does as well. She's, she's a little bit easier to sleep with than Buddy. Buddy sprawls all over the place like he's a greyhound. You know? he's 22 pounds, but you'd think that he was 85 pounds. But again, you know, one of the things that I always think about with them is, you know, you're never going to have them forever. And I try to give them the best quality of life. So for me, being the person that I am, there's always, you know, I get them, you know, better foods, and I mix little things like omega fish oils in their foods. I put that in sometimes. Sometimes I'll put the natural resveratrol, the stuff that makes you live longer. We talked about that on an earlier show. I put liver detoxifier in for them because even the foods that they're eating sometimes, because no matter how good the quality is, same with us. If you don't detoxify the liver, then the liver and all the other organs struggle.
What do you feed them?
Sometimes I feed them Newman's. Paul Newman has a food out there. There's a couple other brands that I use, Blue Buffalo, especially for the kibble. I'll use some of that. Not the best. It's probably better than most.
That is one of the best at Blue Buffalo. We did a lot of
that
research
into
it.
That you buy on... off the shelf in the big box, but there's, you know, a raw diet is the absolute best for animals, and because it contains all of the omega-3s and the vitamins in its rawest form, because they're carnivores, they can eat raw flesh. We just don't happen to like it because we don't eat it that way, but in all actuality, that is the best foods for animals that are carnivores anyway. Yes,
I think it's break time.
Ooh, it is.
So we don't get too far behind.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, we got into the dog thing.
Take us out, Mike.
All right. It is 12:43 on the Pulse. Healthy Monday. Rockabule is in the house, and we're going from people to pets, taking care of them, feeding them better, keeping them healthier so they can live longer and sleep in our beds with us. And we'll be right back with more on WTPL after this.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Food for Thought on the Pulse 107.7 WTPL. We're brought to you by Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. SpiceBlends.com. Healthy Solutions Spice Blends, one of our sponsors on Food for Thought. Also, Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company, which follows us at 2 o'clock today. And Ipswich Clam Bake on 2nd Street, IpswichClamBake.com.
There we go. And it is Healthy Monday, and we have Rocco Boulay in-house. And just a little, not off subject, but just talking about our pets. Because lots of people, you know, people that are pet people, you know. And it's important, the health of our pets. So that's what we're talking about.
Well, I think we want to keep them for as long as possible and as good health as possible. No different than our children or even ourselves. But I think you would think that the principles apply to pets as well. But again, you know, in the past when I was less educated, I realized that some of the foods that I had fed my pets were probably not the best foods, and consequently they probably didn't live as long as they should have. And you know, I lost a lot of cats from, you know, buying the fancy cat food that's been on the market, which I think is probably one of the worst things you can give your pet, and they all ended up with like some different types of cancers.
You
know?
Yes,
you know, lymphomas and bladder cancers, and you know, that sort of stuff that I think, because those foods contain so many hormones from the foods or the animals that we don't eat that end up at, you know, one of these places that makes these foods and grinds them all up together and puts a million chemicals in them to preserve them, and we snap them open and feed them just thoughtlessly. And
it's true.
I think it's a good idea for us to...
Convenience,
you know, too. I mean, even, you know, like I was talking about the raw foods, the best foods, and number one on the list of the 13 best to worst foods, that raw is the absolute best that you can give. But, you know, again, it's so time-consuming that not a lot of people would have the time to do that. So if you don't mind, I'll read down the list.
Yeah,
and, you know, again, I'm not claiming to be an expert with food for animals, but I'm learning a little bit more, and I'm trying to educate myself a little bit better so that I can be a better dad to my furry children. So this is how it goes. So number one is a balanced raw homemade diet. I think people should, you know, get online and kind of learn a little bit about this.
And, you know, that's something fairly new, too, because, you know, I think when you think of feeding your dog raw, you think, you know, the way they're going to go to the bathroom is worse.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not true.
No,
really?
Not at all.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, no, you're absolutely right, Carol. So, you know, understanding what a good raw,
exactly.
And don't just think that just because you're throwing them a piece of raw chicken, that's the right thing to do. No, because
correct.
They need different vegetables and vitamins.
Right.
So you want to research what you're doing as far as what you're giving them for, you know, all the complete array of nutritional supplementation they need in that diet. Number two is a commercially available raw diet. So you might want to go into some of these smaller food stores and ask them if they have any commercially available raw diets.
You know who's
for their
a good
pets.
One is Cat's Kingdom on Mass Road, right near Ollie's.
Oh, there you go. There's a shout out for Cat's Kingdom.
I'm telling you, she specializes in food for cats and dogs, and she's researched it, and she's big on the raw diet, and she sells that over there. So
number three on the list is the cooked balanced homemade diet. It's actually the same as number one, only you're cooking it. So believe it or not, when you cook it, you're actually taking some of the nutrients out for your animal.
Right.
So number four on the list is human grade canned food. And it will actually be established on the can, so you can go looking on the can. If it says it's human grade, that means that it's
we can eat it.
That's right. So if you want to come over for dinner tonight, Carol, I'm happy.
No, I'll pass.
You sure?
There won't be any fancy feast, don't worry.
Number five is human grade dry food. The dry foods, you got to be a little bit careful because they're usually only about 12% hydrated with water.
Right.
And it causes lots of issues, especially with the kidneys with animals. So if they're having a lot of dry food, you're going to make sure that they're drinking plenty of water, and that's not always easy to do. Number six becomes a super premium canned food, which is probably some of the stuff that I get because it's easy and it's quick. You can find this at like Petco and PetSmart and so on and so forth. Number seven is a super premium dry food, you know, the Blue Buffalo stuff that we talked about earlier, which I buy quite often. And then there's number eight is the veterinary recommended canned food, which is kind of surprising because you'd think that the vet would give you the best stuff, but it's number eight on the list.
Or maybe they're selling it and want to make some more money.
Yeah, there's always a margin and everything, right?
Right.
Number nine, veterinary recommended dry food. 10, grocery brand canned food. 11, grocery brand dry food. 12, semi-moist pouch food. You know, the stuff that, remember the stuff they used to have for the cats? They used to.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You get tuned to that one.
Some of the worst stuff in the world that actually contains propylene glycol, which is, you know, one carbon molecule off of antifreeze. So that's not always the best for your animal. And dead last on the list is unbalanced, a homemade, raw, or cooked. And the reason why they say that is because it's the same as number one, which is the best, only it's not balanced because we're not putting in the necessary ingredients. So even though it's the last on the list, it's the one that can be the modified to be the best very quickly.
Hmm. Meaning, I don't understand that one.
In other words, you know, we talked about when I said earlier that you just don't throw them a piece of raw chicken and say right. that's good, because that would be the worst thing you could do for them. But understanding what would you put with that that raw chicken to give them a complete a complete array of all the nutritious, you know, nutrients that they mm-hmm. need in order to be able to be have a healthy, you know, you can tell always, you know, one of the things you can look at with animals is their coat.
Right.
You know, if you feel the coat on my dogs, it's silky smooth, and I know it's because I'm giving them all the right things, especially the fish oils are doing that. So
now when you say you give them fish oils like that, is that human stuff?
There is no difference.
Okay.
Yeah, so I actually will crack open a couple of krill oils and I drizzle it right on the food. They actually love it. That actually makes
food
a little tastier. And of course, we know we talked about inflammation a few shows back. You know, fish oil is one of the best anti-inflammatories there is out there. So, and that holds true for our pets too. So when you take a look at, you know, pets that have respiratory problems or cardiovascular problems or even arthritis as they get old because their joints get all stiffened up, that anti-inflammatory actually makes them feel better.
I feel badly sometimes because the dog eats the same thing every day. It's always basically the same, you know, out of the bag. I do a premium food as well. And sometimes a few other little treats that I know are actually whole foods that are good. Mm-hmm. But I guess they don't get bored.
No, they don't.
All right.
They don't have a hormone called ghrelin, so they're never satisfied. They'll continue to eat until they blow up. So, I think some people are missing ghrelin as well. Yeah. So. Anyways, we'll end the show like we always do. Between your thoughts and your actions lies your ability to choose. Why not choose to think healthy, even for your pets?
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
All right. We're at the top of the hour with Food for Thought. And when we come back, we'll be joined with Randy Clemens, and we are going to talk about risotto today. We'll be right back.